Pour the wine and keep the tissues handy, because this week's discovery nurses a long broken heart. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, most of us know what it's like to comfort a friend who's suffering from a broken heart. Admittedly, though, the endless relationship rehashing does get pretty tiresome, just as it does in the audio version of author Beth Harbison's Chose the Wrong Guy, Gave Him the Wrong Finger. Well, the story picks up 10 years after Quinn Barton's wedding to her high school sweetheart, Burke Morrison, was ruined by a game-changing revelation by Burke's brother and best man, Frank. Now, she spends her days surrounded by brides as she manages her family's bridal shop. And when Burke and Frank's grandmother walks in and announces that she's getting married, it brings back all kinds of old memories and old hurts for Quinn. Well, it's often said that you can't judge a book by its cover. It's also true that you can't judge a book by its title. Though Chose the Wrong Guy, Gave Him the Wrong Finger sounds like fun-filled chick lit with a playfully sarcastic sense of humor, its humor gets lost in a bunch of relationship rehashing. The backdrop is filled with promise, from the bridal shop's customers to the series of quirky challenges that Quinn's friend creates to get her out of her comfort zone. But no matter how much fun the subplots may be, the story just keeps coming back to Quinn's fixation on the Morrisons. The book spends a lot of time in Quinn's head as she obsesses over the past. Readers will be dragged through every excruciating detail, every memory, every rant, every tearful breakdown. And they'll wonder which brother will win Quinn in the end, despite the fact that the real answer should be neither. But is it worth rehashing this relationship, or are you better off just moving on? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Despite its promise of an entertaining story with a feisty heroine, Quinn is just too moody and neurotic. So listening to this audiobook is about as exhausting as a 9-hour road trip with a fixated friend. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Chose the Wrong Guy, Gave Him the Wrong Finger by Beth Harbison is 7 CDs or 9 obsessive hours long and is available from Macmillan Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.